And now to close out the show, we have our last segment called That's a Thing That Happened, where we talk about the craziest news story from the last week. For me, a man in Florida called police while Collier County Sheriff's deputies were chasing him yesterday morning. The sheriff's office report said it all started because the suspect acted suspiciously. When the sheriff went up to the car, he smelled a smell similar to marijuana. He then spotted a baggie that contained a green leafy substance, at which point the suspect grabbed the bag, put it in his mouth, and sped away. Eric Friedberg, the man who was arrested after the seven-mile pursuit on U.S. 41, said to the 911 operator, "I need help, please. There's an officer chasing me." The operator tried numerous times to get Friedberg to pull over, but during the call, Friedberg tried to get the operator to make some calls on his behalf. The first set of calls was to his parents. Then he took it a step further and wanted to speak to the president, saying, "Donald Trump is a close friend of mine. We made a deal." Friedberg then changed gears and tried a different strategy, saying his mother was in a car accident and he had to go help her, which proved to be untrue. Deputies eventually got him off the road and phone. The report goes on to say the deputies searched the car and found glass pipes with burnt leafy residue on them that later proved to be marijuana. Friedberg is charged with tampering with evidence, resisting an officer, and two counts of battery on an officer, which occurred when they finally got him to pull over.
You did all that with a mouthful of weed.
I'm friends with Donald Trump.
Australia.
I read this and it hurt.
Australia. Dingoes ate my baby.
A dingo ate my baby.
There are six new ferries in Sydney Harbour. Five are named after prominent Australians, and the sixth is named Ferry McFerryface. Australian transport ministers held an online poll to name the new commuter craft, but the public's demands were once again ignored as Ferry McFerryface finished second in the online voting. The winner, Bodie McBoatface, was passed over because Constance felt it wasn't original. Australian Maritime Union employees derided the name, claiming it treats public transport as a joke, while the world still waits for a sailing vessel to carry the Bodie McBoatface name.
Poor Bodie. Well, a country can dream.
Yes. And that is all the time we have tonight on Tell Mikey D coming up in just a second. Programming note, I will be here next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. You get 4 hours of me. It'll be a special Here at WOW pre-Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving-ing show. We'll get all the Black Friday deals, hear some great Thanksgiving songs. Might have some guests, might not. We'll see how that shakes out. So, on behalf of Shea Spillane, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's always a pleasure. I love you. Mwah.
We will see you in, she will see you in 2 weeks. I'll be here next week. Until then, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us. Okay. I'm gonna go see. One day.
someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20.
Ride that funky bus. Ride that funky bus. Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard This Gadfly from Count Zero, Through an Open Window from Cliffs of Dineen, and Funky Bus from Chucklehead. Now we're going to hear some new stuff from Corin Ashley.
need to mess with what we have. How careless of me to up the stakes.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we just heard a new tune from Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys called Look. I'm looking at it right now. And then before that, we heard Wind Up Boy, which features Tanya Donnelly from Corn Ashley, which was pretty cool. Like, I don't know, most people don't try to like expand on like the stuff the Beatles did because they're not good enough, but apparently Corn Ashley can do that, and that's pretty sick. So Power Slut are pretty sick themselves.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty talented band. And they're right here.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
You guys are listening to me talk with Linnea and JB, but he's also known as John, if you want to use his real name. But
that's what the J stands for, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, the B is redundant.
Redundant in the UK means that you're fired.
Oh.
Yeah, when somebody's made redundant, it means they have to pack up and go. It means they got laid off.
And when you get rid of an android, it's retired.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. But that's in the movies.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Are you guys in any movies yet? You guys should be in movies.
We have a music video.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Filmed in Alston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the song is Burrito Baby.
Mm-hmm. So, new record release.
Yeah, December 1st.
Yeah.
We're really excited about it. The album, we can't say it on the air.
It's too secret.
Can't say the title on the air, but I will give you a hint. It rhymes with Go Funk Myself.
It rhymes with Go Truck Myself.
Slam Dunk Myself.
Go FCC Kerplunk. Myself.
Kerplunk Myself.
Go Chuck Myself.
Debunk Myself. Yeah, you get the idea, though. And it's 4 songs. It's probably our most rockin' material yet. Recorded with Benny Grotto at Mad Oak Studio. Woo-hoo! And also Converse Rubber Tracks. So we had a blast. We recorded it last spring.
So who else is playing on the show, on the bill for the record release?
The Lights Out, Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, and Ski Bunny.
So why are the Lights Out, why are they called the Lights Out if they have all these lights?
They were called that before they had the lights, I believe. But then they actually altered reality. And I heard they flew in from a pan-dimensional universe. And now they always had the lights. Like, I guess they never didn't have the lights now in this universe because they altered reality. Isn't that right? Like,
Or is it that, or is it that they were always here and we were all altered? I just don't know.
Yeah.
You guys seem altered.
They have cool lights.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, you seem altered as well.
Yeah.
I think that's got to be what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are they going to rappel like from the top of a large building down on ropes like they sometimes do?
Yeah, I think they're going to rappel from like the Regina Pizzeria sign all the way down to O'Brien's and yeah. You know, they were the first band to release an album on a beer can, but I think to my knowledge, we're the first band to release an EP on Flavored Lube, so should be good.
And delicious.
Yeah, it comes in, what is it? Cherry, kiwi strawberry, passion fruit. I forgot the other flavor. I just got it yesterday. I was really excited.
Passion fruit seems to make sense.
Yeah. Cherry, though. Oh, it's like sweet cherry. Like the that was what it was called.
Any kind of fruit is good for lube. You know.
Yeah, it's all fruity.
Asparagus flavor is probably not good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Vanilla?
Nah.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how about if we play one of the tracks off of this new...
No, don't.
This new thing.
No, don't do it. No, yeah, please.
Yeah,
please
play it.
Let's do it. So, which track would you guys like us to play?
Hot Tub Wingman is the first track.
Okay, let's do that. We're going to play it right now.
Strange, I think I've found a love that shines from all.
Yeah, so that was kind of rocking, yeah.
Yeah.
So so you guys used like a phone to record this?
Yeah, we didn't know it would work or if it would even be the right notes, I guess, but I guess like ringtone notes are a whole chord. At least that's what my housemate told me. So yeah, we just plugged in my phone like to Logic when we were doing the keyboard sounds and it worked really well. So that's what you hear in the chorus.
There's like a Tool song that's all like a phone call to the Los Angeles traffic court or something.
Oh yeah.
And it's like it's really funny because it's like the like phone system is like sociopathic and it's like trying to drive the person insane, and the only way they can express themselves is by pressing numbers on, you know, where to go in the menu. That's it.
That sounds tedious.
Yeah. but it's pretty funny. Yeah, and then there's a band in Boston, Out of Band Experience, where Bill T. Miller, the band leader, he used to have people like phone in just like some sound or noise or whatever, and he would just put it on his album and give them credit. Like
such a good idea.
Like a phone in. Yeah.
It's like the reverse of They Might Be Giants with their dial-a-song.
Mm-hmm.
You get like, you know, 15 seconds of a little bit of a song if you dial in. Ah, phones.
Yeah, so Hot Tub Wingman, that's a pretty cool tune.
Thanks.
So do you frequent hot tubs in real life, or is this just like a fantasy song?
No, it was inspired by a real hot tub with lights that changed color all around.
Were the lights out playing in that hot tub? Hopefully with...
I mean, that would like, be amazing.
The right sort of no. electrical...
You know, there might have been like one or two of them around, actually. Like, you never know. They're kind of like going through our universe, like, mm-hmm. at different times. So, you never know what will happen.
I would think that water and lights wouldn't necessarily mix, though.
Aren't there like underwater lights in like... pools or something?
Yeah, in the hot tub. Yeah. These were underwater.
Yeah.
They're waterproof lights. Yeah, these lights can get wet.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
I hope the lights out can get wet.
All right, so let's play another tune from this exciting EP. Which one are we going to play next?
Should we do Lizard Boyfriend?
Lizard Boyfriend, another famous... It's one of those songs that are, you know, they're famous before they're ever released, you know.
That's because, true. Because it used to be Blizzard Boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then it became Lizard Boyfriend. I actually was debating before this was even, like, a Power Slut song. I was like, I should release a whole EP, and it's like Wizard Boyfriend. What was the other one? There was like another one.
Gizzard Boyfriend?
Yeah, maybe? Gizzard Boyfriend. Yeah.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard Boyfriend?
Yeah, exactly. And then I could like cover a song by them or something, but
their
that didn't
songs
happen.
Are complicated, but you guys could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so which track number is that one?
Oh, it's number 4.
Number 4, all right. Number 4, like, I don't know what number 4 is. I'm intrigued. Here we are again with Power Slot.
Thank you.
Well, half of Power Slot.
50%. The older half. Yeah.
You guys don't think you're like better or anything?
No.
Are you guys the worst members of Power Slot?
No, just like the founding members of Power Slot. The sluttiest sluts of slut.
Slut, 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 slut.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting that with a name like Power Slut that you'd think might just be like a novelty sort of thing. You guys work really hard on the actual writing of the songs, and they're like well-crafted pop songs, and I think that's why like Benny Grotto likes to work with you guys. Well, you guys probably pay him too, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, he was like drumming for you guys for a while, and that's like, yeah, like he doesn't usually do that. Like,
yeah, it was great actually because we were working with him, and then like he could fill in on drums for some shows, and yeah, we were lucky we found a new permanent drummer, Mark, and now
hi, Mark,
we've got a great band, and you know it's gonna be smooth sailing I think for a while, which is great. Like the band's been going for 5 years, and it's definitely had its like lineup changes over the years.
Was so JB was always a Power
yeah.
Slot though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the other ones like they rotate around.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes switch like positions probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Yeah. But we're really excited.
In the hot tub, not you know, not
yeah.
like instruments. Positions in the hot tub.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, sometimes underwater, sometimes like on the edge of the hot tub.
Well, some people, you know, because there are lights underground, underwater in the hot tub, people think they might get electrocuted or something. But it, you know, electrocution is only cool if it's, you know, consensual.
Yeah, it's true. Whatever you're into, though. Hey, is that your fetish? But yeah, we're very excited. December 1st, O'Brien's.
The famous O'Brien's.
Yeah, in Alston.
You know, that place actually, they have really good sound there now. And like years and years ago, it used to be just brutally loud and you couldn't like hear anything except for just like pain.
Oh.
That sounds kind of nice in a way.
But you really couldn't hear vocals. And you know, so then bands that have like singers with songs with lyrics wouldn't be able to hear. But now they're doing a great job. I don't know how they do that, but in the exact same room it sounds great. I think what they did was they hired some really good sound engineers or something. I'm guessing.
That would make a difference.
Yeah, it's been pretty good last few times we played there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice room.
And sometimes they, for certain bands, they've served like vegan food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know.
Yeah, there was a band where they were like hardcore vegan and they were like, we don't want any meat in the club. And they were like, okay, we'll replace our hot dog machine thing with like vegan.
Have you
vegan
had a hot
dogs.
Dog from the hot dog machine at O'Brien's?
No.
I have never. Have you?
I didn't even know they had a hot dog
yeah,
machine at
I've
O'Brien's.
I've seen people eat hot dogs from it.
I'd eat a hot dog from O'Brien's.
I don't know if I would.
I might eat it on a Thursday or a Friday, but I don't think I would eat a hot dog from O'Brien's on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Why?
Well, because they were left over.
Yeah, I imagine they'd have been there for a while, like through the thick of it.
Maybe I'll eat one on stage on December 1st when we release our EP. I don't know.
You'll have to come to find out, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are going to sell this club out, right?
Yes.
That's what happened the last couple times.
They have advanced tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody should get their tickets like right now.
Absolutely.
Just go online right now with your phone, with your auto tuner, whatever it takes.
Just get head on down there.
Get those tickets because that's going to sell out, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll sell out.
I think so. Like,
yeah, like
I never can tell.
Like Psychic Dog did a CD release there a few months ago, and it was sold out. In there were people like knocking on the window, and Doug from stage during his set was like, "Told you it was gonna sell out."
Yeah. Yeah, don't get shut out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so and it was raining.
Oh.
And all our friends were like knocking on the windows in the rain.
Yeah, so there is one more song that we can play. Is that true?
I'm trying to think. Does it have a swear?
You would know.
I don't think it has a swear.
And which one is it?
New Girl.
Which
track? Number three.
Number three. That's not a lot of girls if New Girl is only number three. Kind of thought you had more experience than that.
Not with girls.
Yeah, so that's funny. Like, there's this piece of equipment here that says sleep on it. I don't know what's going on. It's like in sympathy with your song about sleeping.
Yeah, we like sleeping.
Yeah, like, if you have really good pillows, like leopard print pillows.
Yeah, just invite all your friends over.
Nice comforter, you know, maybe a hot tub if the bed's really big. A hot tub in the bed.
Leopard print bathrobe.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of leopard print stuff. Yeah, coffee mug, even.
Yeah, coffee mug for sure.
An actual leopard.
Where do I find one of those?
I don't know. I guess.
I think you can get those on eBay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Cool. Yeah.
Man, you could get anything on eBay.
Except for a certain leopard print item that I won't name.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about Ski Bunny, like, playing
yeah,
in real
really
clubs.
Yeah, they're really good. I've been to their first and second show, and I have to say I was really impressed. Yeah, Tracy Chevrolet's really got something special going with Ski Bunny.
Yeah, I remember talking to her about, like, the concept of, because she started out being a solo performer, and she wasn't sure, you know, how quickly she'd want to be working with the band and stuff. And then boom, poof.
Yeah,
it's like,
just
there it is.
So quick. Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool to get to watch that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ski Bunny, The Lights Out, and Power Slide. There's like another band
Megan
that's
Tracy
sold out.
And the Misty Actions.
Yeah, there's like a Megan Tracy thing right over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like one of her promo, like, flyer things.
Cool. Yeah.
It's probably
great.
Like a download card or something. I don't
cool.
know. But, you know, everything's everywhere. The universe is a hologram and Megan Tracy's right there and this piece of equipment is sleeping.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, Power Slot.
December 1st.
O'Brien's. Be there or be shut out.
Be knocking on the window trying to get in.
Or, you know, if you want to find out more or maybe find out what the real title of our album is, you can check us out at powerslut.bandcamp.com or commuterrail.me. Also works.
Power Slut. One word. Big P. Big S.
I'm so glad you clarified. A lot of people get that wrong.
Some people think it's
lowercase s or two words.